This is a HeadGum Podcast. Lady Levin is brought to you by our favorite brand, Care Of. Care Of has been with us for a really long time.
Yes.
I love Care Of because Care Of is the completely customizable subscription vitamin plan that you can get on. They send you these really awesome little vitamin packs that are so cute. And
they have your name on them.
They're so cute. And everything is personalized to you because you just go online and you take a fun quiz and they ask you, like, you know, little questions about your life and your health goals. And then they customize a vitamin pack just for you.
Here's an interesting tidbit. Did you know, Greta, that 90% of people fall short of the FDA recommended guidelines for at least one vitamin or nutrient?
Wait, what?
90% of people fall short of the FDA recommended guidelines for at least one vitamin or nutrient.
That's crazy.
That is a Care Of factoid that I get to share with you today.
I love a factoid.
I love a fucking factoid. So, you guys, for Care Of, it is that monthly subscription service. And to find out what you should be taking, there's this amazing online quiz that you get to take. And it makes these great recommendations for vitamins and supplements. And then you can also choose other supplements if you feel like something wasn't addressed in the quiz. So it's totally customizable. And you get a 30-day supply shipped right to your door.
Wow.
Also, Care Of costs about 20% less
than going and buying a bunch of vitamins at the store.
Than when you compare to similar brands at, like, your local drugstore.
And they use the best ingredients.
Best ingredients, for sure.
They also have prenatal vitamins if you're pregnant.
Yes, they do.
Maybe I know all of this. I'm not even looking at the copy. I know all of this stuff.
I know, too.
Do you want to get pregnant?
Should we just have babies and just start taking our Care Of vitamins?
You can. I won't.
No, I'm not ready to have a baby yet. Okay. Here is the deal for 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins. You go to takecareof.com and enter code LOVIN, L-O-V-I-N. Again, 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins. All you got to do is visit takecareof.com and enter code LOVIN. You guys, hello, welcome. It's Monday and we have a brand new episode of Lady Lovin'.
Yay!
Party. Oh my gosh, hi. It's Lo.
It's Greta.
It's Jilly.
Yay!
And you guys, we have a guest today.
Yes, we have a very special guest today, Lo.
A smoking spicy guest. You guys, for today's episode of Lady Lovin'. And you guys, we have a really special guest on the show today and a very special segment, one of our favorites. It's Ask a Man.
Yes.
And we have Amir Blumenfeld on the show. He helps to run the HeadGum Network.
That's right.
Which produces our podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're the reason why we're on HeadGum.
Oh my gosh, I'm you very are. Excited. Well,
yeah, Amir.
Because you and Jilly knowing each other
That's
are the reason.
Right. That's right. Jilly, how are true. You?
I'm great. I'm in New York City, the best city in the world, as
the
they
best
say.
City on the East Coast, maybe.
I don't
maybe.
Know.
Maybe. What would be the other best city on the East Coast in your book?
Baltimore?
No. You know, it's definitely the best city on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be.
I think it's the best city
on
in the
either
world.
Coast, but, you know. It depends what you're looking for. You know what I mean? You
might yeah, just. Yeah, I'm more of a West Coast guy.
You might want
Where
to
you
be
from?
Casual.
I'm from LA.
You're from LA.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you love it. Well, I guess Jilly and Lo are also California girls.
That's right.
Yeah, you guys, I'm overheating because Amir's in here.
Wow, because it's so hot.
I'm
it's
emanating.
So
I run hot.
Shall we
so
get
before we,
started?
Hold on, before we get into the advice, I just need a little bit of background on Amir so that our listeners know what they're about to get into. Amir, you're in a committed relationship.
Yeah, in a relationship.
Are you? You're not engaged.
Not engaged.
You're not engaged, but you're in a great relationship.
Great relationship. No complaints.
Long-term love in love.
Long-term love in love is correct.
Great, because we get a lot of questions on this show about love and being in love and getting in relationships.
Ooh, all right.
Lots of dating
and
cues.
You seem like you're going to be a good person to ask. And wait, hold on. Before we go into the question, you have a podcast that's all about advice too.
That's right, If I Were You. So if you want to hear more advice from a man and a man's friend who's another man.
Another man who's also in a committed relationship.
Yeah, my buddy Jake. We have a show on HeadGum as well. So let's see how this goes. And then if I've won anybody over, they can listen to countless hours more of me talking and giving advice.
And what's Jilly? What's up?
What's the name of your show?
Ooh, good question. It's called If I Were You.
If I Were You.
If I Were You. Right.
Great.
And we say what we would do if I were in their situation.
I love
that. We got to have you guys on because we need an Ask a Lady segment on.
And okay. Do listeners get to write into you as well?
They do.
That's gorgeous.
That's right.
Look at this. Gorgeous, gorgeous. Okay. Our first question is long, but it's good. Subject line is, he still lives with his ex.
Yeah, that's, I can answer the question already.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't suggest continuing that relationship.
We don't even need to read the question.
Yeah, no, we don't.
I mean,
it's a long question.
Is there something more nuanced in here we need to address?
It is. Hold on. I'm just gonna say it real quick. Okay. I'm gonna summarize.
All right.
She's been seeing this guy for about a month and a half. Everything is going great. He initiates hangouts, takes her out all the time, always offers to pay. They hang out multiple times a week, talk all the time, yada. She's really starting to like this guy and see potential. The only huge issue is he, stay with me now, still lives with his ex. Exactly.
Red flag.
Well, now before you say run, he has been open and honest about this since our second date, and I made the decision to continue to see where things go. They have been broken up for 2.5 months now. They dated for 2 years.
Oh,
so he is still on the rebound, which is also worrisome. However, he is the one who ended everything and has been mentally out, and he's ready to move on, blah, blah. Additionally, as disclosed, he has had some recent horrible things in his life as his dad died about 3 years ago in a pretty traumatic way. Also, does not have a real relationship with his mother who lives far away. It is safe to say he comes with a bit of baggage.
A bit of baggage? It's all the baggage.
All the baggage.
It's too much baggage. You can't check that much baggage.
You can't check that much. You gotta
shit. 2 bags maximum.
Jilly?
I was gonna say, you can be open and honest and still be an asshole.
Wow. I don't know if he's an asshole. I just don't think he's ready to be in a relationship with you.
I don't think he has any idea what he wants, but if he's still living with his ex, he's at least comfortable there for the time being. I mean, if you said to me they've been living together for 4 years, they broke up 4 years ago and they still live together and now they're really just homies, maybe that would be one thing. But
maybe.
Still, I don't know. 2.5 months ago means there's still a lot happening there. And
yeah, how
he's
are you gonna
really,
walk into that house?
I don't know.
I'm sure they had breakup sex. Post-breakup sex.
I've never had post-breakup sex. I don't believe in post-breakup sex.
What do you mean you don't believe in post-breakup sex?
Because I think once my relationships have gotten to the – like, I basically have – the relationships have lasted too long. So it's like I should have broken up a year before they actually break up. And by the time the breakup happens, I'm definitely – the last thing I'm interested in is post-breakup sex.
Wow. I don't think I've ever actually had post-breakup sex either. The only one time I did it was with someone and it was like 2 years later.
Oh, that's nice. That's like a reunion sex. That's not post-breakup
sex. I did it a month after in a car.
Okay, car is nice.
That's shameful.
But why'd you break up with a person if you had sex with them a year later?
Well, he broke up with me.
Got it. I'm caught up now. I'm always that guy. So I don't believe that he should have had sex with you.
No, he shouldn't have. But also, so happy. Thank you so much for breaking up with me.
Okay, that's good. Blessing in disguise.
I've had breakup sex with one of my ex-boyfriends like while we were breaking up. We like broke up at the bar, had some drinks, like went back and fucked, and then and then he started moving his stuff out.
Well, why did you even have sex that one last time?
Because it was just like one last moment.
Sometimes you need a last goodbye. You know what I mean? Maybe also, you also want to see like was the sex good enough where we should have stayed together? I don't know.
Also, you know how people like to have like angry sex? Or like people like fight to like then have sex. Like
there's passion sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we move on to our next question, Amir, is there any circumstance under which this chick should be like positive about this?
You can say that, hey, why don't you call me when you leave your ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, I agree.
Slash
power move.
So like this guy's not like, you know, damaged goods, but he's just not good for right now.
Mm. Power move to say, call me when you move out.
Maybe.
Wait, really quickly, she says that, I mean, this email is very in-depth. It's a lot of he is placing the blame on the ex for him still living there, which I think is bullshit. But she says the icing on the cake is that she still has him as in her profile picture.
I mean, it's all not good. It's clearly not the end of a relationship yet. Yeah. You don't want to get entwined in that messy breakup, post-traumatic stress thing.
She could write an email that was 3 pages long with all excuses or all thoughts about this, but the main one is still lives with his ex.
That's right.
Not available.
Yeah. So
emotionally and physically unavailable.
I agree. All right. Are you ready for the next question?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Recent non-virgin subject line.
Ew. I'm 20- Sorry, first gut reaction. All right, let's see what.
Don't listen to that. You can be a virgin for however long you want to be. If you want to be a virgin forever, you can be a virgin forever.
You can be. That's true.
All right. I'm 27 and recently lost my virginity to an amazing guy. He is the nicest, kindest human. I like him so much. My first time was honestly completely fine without a hint of awkwardness. In fact, the first night slash morning we spent together, we had sex 5 times.
Wow. That's awesome.
And he came every time.
Whoa. Did
five
you?
5 times.
I'm new at this, so I have to ask, how normal is it to not finish with your partner through just vaginal sex?
For her not to finish or for him?
For her. He goes down on me and it feels amazing, but I haven't been able to finish once. We've only spent 2 nights together, but I have nothing to compare it to. Is this normal? I feel like while I'm insanely turned on by him, my body isn't responding. I feel like my mind is more ready than my body is, and my vagina just won't get it together.
I think it's totally normal.
Let me answer for. Okay, this is clearly a question for a guy.
Yeah, okay.
Do you guys know about how normal it is not to come during sex? I'll tell you what's normal. You have to come every time.
But here's my question for the guy.
Yeah.
As a man, don't you feel like it is important for you to make sure the woman comes?
That's true. I would say that's the number one advice we give to men is that don't even think about coming yourself. Like, don't even, like, that'll happen accidentally. You don't have to, like, focus on it.
No.
If your entire goal is to make the other person have an orgasm, even 5 times out of 10, by accident, you'll still come first. So, like, if you just completely take that out of your itinerary, then you'll have a higher success rate. As to how often a woman
I've never come from vaginal sex.
Okay, so that's something that I can't speak to.
Jilly?
But that's interesting.
I would also say that for me, I can't really have an orgasm for, like, a few months if I'm dating someone because I have to be get comfortable with the person. And they have to figure it out. So I think
it's the opposite for men. It's like the less I know you, the easier it is to have an orgasm. Yeah. For a female, she's like, she has to trust a person. She has to be emotionally attached to a person. She has to really enjoy that person's company, which is a much safer way to be. And then for a guy, it's like, whoever touches my dick, I could probably get off. But that's probably not the case with most ladies.
This question was
more of a question for ladies.
She's only been with him twice. So that's not this is not a reason to walk away. I would just say that you should bring it up and say, like, I would like to also have an orgasm. Like, let's work on that.
The reason why I bring it up with a man is because I'm showing that a man also needs to be held accountable for the coming.
It's the most accountable. Who else?
Do you know
is
what I mean? It's like, yeah, it's really hard to come vaginally. I've never come vaginally. I've
never, ever?
Never.
Why not?
You know,
some ladies' bodies
I haven't either.
My body won't.
Anatomically impossible?
No. I think it's possible. I've definitely, like, felt like I've come close to having a vaginal orgasm, but, like, I've only ever orgasmed clitorally.
Literally?
Literally.
Same,
what's
Greta.
What's the difference between vaginal sex and clitoral?
Oy, 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 oy.
This is actually an advice episode for Amir.
Aren't they also stimulating your clitoris?
Not necessarily. So some chicks can have an orgasm just from having a penis or something else inside them, and, like, they are stimulated internally, and that can create an orgasm. Or you have an orgasm from some sort of clitoral stimulation.
But can you get clitoral stimulation while the vaginal stimulation happens?
Yes, but...
Yes,
and
that's not
I have
a vaginal...
But the orgasm comes from, like, a different part of your... Where orgasm's coming from your clitoris instead of from, like, your quote-unquote G-spot inside of you.
And is it two different types of orgasms? Or at the end, it takes you to the same destination, but it's two different routes?
I think it feels different.
I wouldn't know.
But you've never had the other one.
I've never had the other one, so I don't know.
Feels different.
Lauren has.
You've had two different kinds of orgasms.
Yes.
And you can tell the difference between the two?
Yes.
I wonder the statistic of how many women have not had vaginal
orgasm. Yeah. Who knows?
Somebody's got to figure it out. Where's the Dr. Kinsey statistics on the
Do you know
issue?
Why it feels different? It's because, like, if there's, like, something up inside of you, like, those nerve endings are stimulated, and so it's, like, you feel those nerve endings versus just, like, a clitoral orgasm where I feel like you feel it, like, emanates from that part of your body.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Interesting.
Yeah. So, like, the
Again,
sensation
this
is different.
It just shows how simple guys are. We just have a stick.
Yeah, you
and
do.
And then you guys have, like, this type of orgasm or this type of orgasm.
We're very lucky.
Yeah.
Jilly?
Back to this girl's question. I just want to say, don't say goodbye to this guy. Why don't you just talk about it with him? And if he's open to it, then that's the right person. If he's not open to it, then be like, no. This has happened to me before with a guy, and he wasn't open to helping me get there. So it's like, bye. You should be with someone that is open to that.
I agree. I don't think she's saying that he's not open to it. She's saying that he goes down on her. It feels great. All these things. She just can't get there. But I think, honestly, the first time you have sex, whether it's in your lifetime or with a new partner, it takes a little while for you both to get comfortable, for you to both understand what the other person wants. And so you just have to keep trying, try again. And, like, eventually it will happen. You know, I think you might have had some kind of mental block going on, because even though you boned 5 times, you knew that you were losing your virginity. So it was like a big, exciting, possibly stressful moment for you, even though you said it was really natural and relaxed. Like, subconsciously, it's a really big deal. And so I think that could have totally prevented you from totally getting there.
Yeah. Also, you can still enjoy yourself without the orgasm.
Yeah, totally.
Totally. Okay, this is actually a really good question for Amir, and then I think you need to leave us. Or maybe you don't need to leave us.
I can do two more.
Longer. Okay, two more.
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
Lucky us.
Right.
Oh, wait. But I just want to say, I do agree. Keep fucking this dude. Get your fucks in.
Yeah, just talk to him about it.
Sit on his face.
5 times is a lot.
5 times is a lot for the first night.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you know when you should move in with your boyfriend? Do you live with your girlfriend?
I do.
Okay. Great. I've been dating my boyfriend for about 1.5 years, and we're very much in love. I just resigned 1-year lease living in a group house situation. I'm a little over the group house living, but still enjoy the money savings. And I think it would be too soon to move in with my boyfriend now. We talked about potentially moving together when my lease is up next year. A best friend is moving to my city in 5 months, and I would love to live with her. But it feels like if I do get out of my current lease early and move in with her for 1 year, I'm delaying moving in with my boyfriend. On one hand, I would love to live with my boyfriend, but on the other, I would love to live with my BFF if I'm going to marry this guy down the road. Also, not even taking the BFF into consideration, how do you know when it's the right time? I'm also a little worried that if we move in together, we will ruin what we currently have.
Does she say how old she is?
No. Hmm. We have no age.
I would guess a little bit on the younger side, like an early 20s moment. Since she's still doing a group thing, she still wants to live with her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Amir, what do you think?
Yeah, it seems like more of an age thing. Like, I had a girlfriend for 4 years when I was like 18 to 22, but we never thought about moving in together. Mm-hmm. But now this latest girlfriend, I'm 34, 35. So like we moved in after like 8 months, and that felt more appropriate.
Yeah.
So I think it's more of how old you are versus how long the relationship is.
And what can you say? Like, when do you think the vibe is right? Like, I think a lot of girls have this anxiety about moving in with guys that it's going to completely ruin the relationship.
Yeah. It doesn't necessarily ruin the relationship. It just sort of puts it on the path forward. And if, like, the relationship was meant to end, then it'll end faster. I think moving in, for me, has happened naturally where, like, you start spending more and more time together. And then all of a sudden, like, 3 nights, 5 nights, 7 nights a week. And it's like, wait, we're practically living together already. We might as well officially
just
move in
together. Just, like, continue doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that happens.
I think that moving in with someone can sort of heighten the relationship. So sometimes it can tell you if it's the right relationship if you move in with someone and obviously it doesn't work out, or it can bring you closer. But again, I think Amir gave really good advice. If you're young, you know, don't rush into it. I also think that a lot of times people move in together for financial reasons, and I don't think that you should do that, because that also puts – if you're only doing it for a financial reason, like, that would put pressure on it. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I think there's a lot of factors to take into consideration. But also, if you are young and you do want to spend another 1 year with your girlfriends, I don't think that that's that big of a deal either. Like, I don't think you need to rush into anything.
I agree. I think that if you think you're really going to, like, I think that just take your time. Take it easy. No rush to moving in.
Yeah, and
no.
If you want to do it in 6 months, you can find someone to sublet your room, or you can figure it out.
Every time I've hesitantly lived with a boyfriend, it's it's just expedited the breakup process. Exactly. It's just expedited the relationship going down in flames.
But that's also good too.
Yeah, then
if
it's going
to go down, I might as well go down.
Yeah, might as well just go down very dramatically.
Like a Taylor Swift song.
Exactly.
It should go down literally and clitorally, if I might add.
Exactly. Break up and then have the clitoral, literal jump off. We're really powering through, but I think we have one more juicy question.
All right.
And then we can free
you
of your...
As long as it's juicy.
This one's juicy.
As long as it's literally the juiciest question you've ever gotten.
All right. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Subject line is just advice, please. Okay.
All right. I think I can answer this one.
All right. Okay. She was with someone for about a year and a half. It was the best of times and worst of times kind of relationship, but she does love this guy. The good was always enough to erase the bad, etc. Last November, they ended things. Without getting into too much detail, he has some anger issues. He never got physical, but the relationship started to become mentally and emotionally abusive, etc. Anyway, the last 7 months have continued to be in and out of each other's lives. He still claims to miss her, have feelings for her. They hook up a couple times a month, etc. During this time, she had routinely expressed her desire to work things out, but she had to back away because his indecision regarding them was exhausting. Anyway, throughout all of this, she never checked his social media, but last week she had a gut feeling and looked his ass up.
Oh my God.
2 weeks after our last hookup, he had posted a pic of him and his fucking girlfriend on vacation together.
What?
A girlfriend I was not at all aware of.
Oh.
Now, I'm not dramatic or petty at all, but you can damn sure believe I DM'd her. And told her everything about what had been going on between us. And then I told him I had let her know.
The same thing happened to my best friend from college. She was the girlfriend and got a message from a girl being like, your boyfriend's been fucking with me for blah, blah, blah. And I'm really happy that that happened.
Okay.
So when a girl writes that message to another girl, how much of it is like girl power, just so you know, this guy's a fucking asshole, and how much of it is like, fuck you, he's been fucking me. I'm jealous and I'm angry and you should be mad at me because I also get to fuck your boyfriend.
I think it's a 50-50 split.
Yeah, it depends on the thing.
Agree.
Because obviously, so like, if a girl
But you
still,
frame it as like, I'm worried about you, sister friend.
If a girl
well,
still
tell
having,
us what else she said.
Oh, yeah.
There's more to the email.
Oh, okay. There's more to the email. Needless to say, shit hit the fan.
Really?
She was still in his bed the morning she DM'd her, even though he'd been texting her until 11:30 p.m. the night before.
This guy
sucks. Of course. Hold on. Just wait. This gets crazier. Of course, we compared notes, and it turns out he'd been texting her since last July, and they started hooking up in September/October. We were still very much together during that whole time.
Whoa.
She's 11 years younger than him.
Oh, no.
And apparently, he had been telling her he loved her and wanted to move in together, etc. What the fuck? Him and I are both in our mid-30s, and I'm disgusted and embarrassed that I've unknowingly been a part of this weird love triangle for months. Even
weird.
Though he is clearly a total asshole since this went down, I have been apologizing for pushing him away in our relationship.
No.
Telling him I'm still open to us working things out. He even came over after all this and we ended up sleeping together.
Oh my God.
It's like he has me brainwashed or something and I turned into this pathetic, desperate loser, so afraid of the finality of it being over. Help. How do you turn off the love you had and open your eyes to the truly awful person someone is? How do you get to a place of being okay with someone? What are your tips and best advice for finally being able to say, fuck that, to someone who has hurt you over and over?
Well, I'm going to go with the big dump his ass. Definitely get this man out of your life. This is just not a cute situation.
Amir, what is this guy thinking? What is this guy thinking?
Well, this guy's getting away with murder. He can do whatever he wants. For whatever reason, this girl's still into him. So he like keeps getting away with more and more and more and apologizing. And this girl's like, all right, I feel bad.
He knows that he's taking advantage of the situation.
Yeah. And he doesn't care because he's still having sex with two ladies that he can't choose between.
Can you just talk me through like somebody's mental state as to why they would be okay treating other people this way?
Yeah, I think
from
guys,
a dude's perspective.
Yeah, from the dude's perspective, it's like The more people fuck me, the more people love me, and I like when people like me a lot, and I'm going to try to get it from as many people as possible so that I can feel better about myself.
Oh, interesting.
Honestly, that's so pathetic and accurate.
Men are also very true.
That's so true. I was like having this conversation. I have this conversation with guys all the time where they're like, I just want my ex-girlfriend to like me. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
They're your fucking ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to be you don't need to be everyone to like you.
Men think that they're
all hell-bent on that.
Men think that they're gods.
All of my ex want to be my friend. And I'm like, no, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be your fucking friend.
Just
I have
so
other
that you
friends.
Feel bad, better about how shitty you treated me.
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
That's the only reason
you
want to
be friends. They don't want someone out there in the world mad at them.
What? Do you have that?
I don't hang out with my exes. I usually let a relationship buffer zone. So like I didn't hang out with girlfriend one again until girlfriend two ended. And then I would not hang out with girlfriend two until I was with girlfriend four, you see. You always want to keep a relationship distance.
Yeah, you need to keep them a generation
you can't,
apart.
Yeah, you can't be hanging out with girlfriend three and then also hanging out with girlfriend two.
That's what I say when it comes to like fucking my cousins, you know? They gotta be a generation apart.
Ew.
My blood girlfriends.
Yeah.
So sick, you guys.
It's well, like, they're only girlfriend through marriage.
You know.
Oh my God.
You know that when we started this podcast, I was getting played. The very first episode
yes,
of this podcast, I was getting played
man.
Like a damn fiddle by the Juice Man. It's a very similar thing. He told me he loved me, all this stuff. We were sleeping together for months.
You were
turns
younger.
Out,
you were the younger girl.
I was the younger girl. And it also turns out, not only did he have a girlfriend, but she was, say it with me now,
pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, but did you ever like, if he's like apologized and you slept with him again, like did he just keep on apologizing?
He apologized and apologized and was like, you think I'm an awful person, but like I'm not. And I'm like, you are. But here's what you need to say to this dude, my friend. You need to say to him, you are a bad fucking dude. Like, if you verbalize that to him and, like, really say that out loud to his face, then you will start seeing him as such. Like, once I was able to say to the Juice Man, like, actually, you are a shitty dude and an asshole, then I was like, oh, yeah, you are a fucking shitty dude and an asshole. And it made me feel better. Like, you need to say it to his face. I would send this dude like scathing text messages. I would be like, you're a liar and a phony and an asshole and
whoa.
Blah, blah, blah.
Jilly. Do you want to know what I would do? I would send one message. I would delete his number and all trace of him and move on.
Doesn't
because
work.
The thing is, if
that is
you
the
don't,
thing to do.
If you don't delete all of that, you're just going to keep going back and keep getting caught up. And if you know you're the type of person, you're saying that you keep getting caught up. So what you really need to do is you need to treat this like a drug. Like you're in rehab. You're no longer doing drugs. You're deleting his number. You're no longer living this lifestyle because you need to get better and you need to move on. Because if not, you're going to wake up in like 2 years and still be in the same exact situation. He's not going to like not cheat on you again and he's not going to change. Like this is, he did this to you. He did this to the next girlfriend. Like this is a continuous cycle. So like the only way to drop him and drop this is to cut it out.
Don't do what I do, which is open up the number, screenshot it, and then delete the contact.
You want to know what you could do? Give the number to your girlfriend, to your best girlfriend, and that way
no.
it doesn't feel so fine. Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't feel so extreme, and then delete it.
You can,
it.
Like, email it to yourself.
But you know what's
more
disappointing?
But then you'll get drunk and find the email, because I have done that before. I have definitely emailed the number to myself and then refound it because I was drunk.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
look, this guy's a bad dude, and the only way to get over it is to, like, verbalize and, like, do what Jilly said, like, fucking ice his ass, because he's just a guy that wants love, like Amir is saying.
That's right.
No, all guys are the pathetic little puppies that want love.
Yeah, it's funny how that works out.
Also, I wouldn't be embarrassed about, like, how you feel about it and, like, be grossed out by yourself. Like, you didn't know this guy was doing this. And, like,
yeah.
you can't help if you like somebody. So don't be hard on yourself over that.
That's a good
but
point.
But if you are going to utilize the fact that you're grossed out and embarrassed, use it to your advantage and allow it to move you forward.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Have you ever cheated on anyone?
You know, I haven't. I'm a very neurotic, nice, nerdy dude, so I haven't like cheated on anyone for fear of like making things worse
for me.
Have
you wanted to cheat on somebody?
I've had like the hots for someone and then I didn't act on it. And then the relationship I was in was deteriorated mm-hmm. and then I was mm-hmm. free to do whatever I want.
And then mm-hmm. did you act on it?
I acted on it once I was out of the relationship. Mm-hmm. But I'm too scared and I'm too, I don't know, neurotic to cheat on somebody.
You're not too in love?
Oh yeah, that too. I don't want to. I guess
that would be the right answer.
Feelings. I don't know. How do you say it? How do I pronounce it?
Yeah, you want to clitorally,
yeah,
literally.
Yeah,
literally,
I want to clitorally be the best person to my loved one.
I think
possible.
That we have the name of today's podcast.
Clitorally.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's also our band.
We gotta start a band.
Literally, clitorally.
Figuratively and clitorally.
We get a lot of girls on the show a lot of girls that write into us, and I'm just wondering in general, about feeling like their sex life is really not being serviced because guys are like weird about sex with them.
What do you mean weird about it?
Like guys are too tired.
They're not.
They don't like
they're
blood.
They don't like going down on women.
Yeah.
They don't initiate sex.
All kinds of issues.
What do you think's up with that?
I don't know. Some guys have a lower libido than other guys, depending on how old they are, how long they've been in the relationship. Usually relationships start off very hot and heavy and then gradually decline. It's hard to like keep the momentum. Like this girl's not going to have sex with this guy five times a night. For the rest of her life.
No, of course
that number will go down. And then sometimes it goes down to like a sadder degree where weeks and months go by and they're not having sex.
Yeah, but like, Jilly?
What is the average amount that, I'm asking you this from a guy's perspective, like what is the average amount that you have sex when you're in a relationship that you're really happy?
A serious relationship.
Yeah, a serious relationship and you're really happy and they're really happy and everything's great. What would you say the average amount of sex that you have is a week?
Like, yeah, what's your boning per week a year in?
A year in, I would say a good amount is 3 to 5 times a week.
Yeah, that's healthy.
Yeah, I agree.
That's nice.
Because, like, it's not an every night thing, but it's also, like, you don't let 2 weeks lapse before having sex.
Yeah. How do you feel about period sex?
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
A real man we have here.
I know.
Here.
I may not know the difference between clitoral and vaginal orgasms. And I don't cheat on people because I'm afraid I'll get caught.
But I know the difference between blood and normal vagina.
For Christ's sakes.
And he likes it.
And how would you feel if, like, a girl wanted to spice up the sex life? Say the sex life was in a lull, in a rut. What should a girl say? Like, what are the things that you'd want, you know, how do you start that conversation?
It helps to, one, be honest and communicative about it. It helps to, like, take charge sometimes. You obviously don't want to do that every night because then it feels like he's doing you a favor. But, like, sometimes, you know, two people are feeling neutral and then the other one turns the other one on and then mm-hmm. that sort of starts things off. So it helps to, like, take responsibility sometimes and, like, be the person that turns the other one on. You don't want it to be like 80% of the times you or 20% of the time you. You want it to be like 50-50.
Lady Lovin' is also brought to you by RX Bar, whole food protein bars with simple, real ingredients. I am a huge fan of RX bars. I typically get them at Whole Foods, but you can get them lots of places. And there are so many delicious flavor varieties. And as of May 14th, there are 3 new flavors, you guys. Mango pineapple, peanut butter and berries, and chocolate hazelnut. And I know I'm going to be a fan of the chocolate hazelnut version. So this company is really cool because they let their core ingredients do all of the talkings. All of the bars are like eating 3 egg whites, 2 dates, and 6 almonds. And there is absolutely no BS. It turns out that real food ingredients actually taste really good. In these bars, you can actually taste the cacao, the real fruit, and the spices like sea salt. You guys, there's no added sugar. They're gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free. There's no artificial colors, artificial flavors, preservatives, or fillers. Honestly, snack companies are really getting with the program, finally.
I love putting an RX bar in my purse. They are the perfect on-the-go snack. And for you guys today, you're getting 25% off your first order. That is amazing. You just go to rxbar.com/lovin and enter promo code LOVIN at checkout. And you guys, for a limited time, every order will receive 6 free samples, 3 of the new RX bar flavors and 3 of the new RX nut butters. This free sample offer ends on June 30th. So you guys, remember, for 25% off your first order, visit rxbar.com/lovin and enter promo code LOVIN at checkout. Today's episode of Lady Lovin is brought to you by Kneipp, founded in the German countryside of Bavaria in 1891. Kneipp is a leading bath and body care company, well-known in Western Europe, so fancy, and available in 27 different countries. You guys, last year, the company produced 500 tons of bath salts and bath oils. And I have to say, on my dating profile, when it asks me what my favorite thing to do is, it's take a bath. And so I am a huge fan of Kneipp, especially, just like I said, the mineral bath salts. I like the Dream Away formula with valerian and hops. I like to use it before I go to bed. This is my ideal time to take a bath. It helps me de-stress. It helps me slow down my thoughts. And that valerian and hops, oh my gosh, you guys, they just make me feel so chill, just so snuggly and ready to get into my sheets and go to bed. So I really love this brand. All of the products are vegan, dermatologist tested and recommended. They're cruelty-free, paraben-free, and they don't contain any preservatives, paraffins, or silicone and mineral oils. So they stay true to their legacy of creating amazing natural products for you and me. So if you guys want 15% off your first order, go to Kneipp.com. That's Kneipp.com and use promo code LOVIN at checkout. That's a reminder. It's Kneipp.com, Kneipp.com and use promo code LOVIN for 15% off your first order.
Do you think that lingerie a turn on for most men? Because I am in this camp where I now think that lingerie is a girl's game.
Like girls are only turned on by lingerie and guys aren't?
Well, I think that like I find lingerie to be really sexy. Like I like, we all like lingerie.
I had an ex that loved it.
Your ex did love lingerie. But I think it's a very personality thing. I think sometimes men don't even care and they just want you to like take it off and they just want to see you naked and not care.
Yeah. Or like the opposite is like, I don't need lingerie, but like a t-shirt and nothing else is also very attractive.
Right.
So like casual lingerie.
Like a casual, like I'm just like a girl like hanging out at my house. Like,
yeah.
I'm watching like Ren and Stimpy with right. No panties on.
Yeah.
Ren and Stimpy. Well, that's like, yeah. I'm just saying, we get a lot of girls that are like, I want to spice things up, but I don't know how. And I think this is an interesting conversation that you can be spicy without, you know, breaking the bank needing to get lingerie.
I mean, whether it's lingerie or another fantasy, usually guys have this thing that turns them on.
And would it be weird if someone were to ask you like, hey, what turns you on?
If it's my girlfriend and she says, hey, what turns me on? I would say, what the hell does it matter to you? It's none of your fucking business.
Yeah.
Or something like that. That would be great if somebody asked me that.
And you'd be down to have the conversation.
Yeah, because ultimately it's like helpful to me. Because if somebody asks me what turns me on and then they're down and, you know, interested in doing it, then that's just good for both of us.
Communication.
Communication
is really important.
It's easy to say, pun intended, but it's also hard to do, which is, you know, communicate as honestly and openly as possible. Because there are some deep, dark secrets that you'll never want the other person to know ever.
Really?
And you'll just go to your grave with them. And that's okay, too.
My mom had this theory that it's always – and I think this is a theory that, like, is out there. And some famous person probably is the same thing. But, like, it's always good to have a secret.
Just one, though.
Just one.
Yeah. And then as soon as someone else finds that one out, you have to, like, go off and kill somebody.
Yeah,
so
and then to get
secret.
Another secret.
Yeah.
Do you guys have secrets?
Totally.
Do you have secrets, Jilly?
What do you mean?
Not like when I'm in.
She's sweating.
Not when I'm in a relationship, then I don't have secrets.
You can have secrets in a relationship.
But I'm just saying, like, I've dated a lot of dudes in the past year. And I have a secret.
You have
just a tell
secret.
Us one. Come on. We're all friends here.
I want to know a secret.
It's a secret. I can't tell you.
Julie, do you have secrets?
Like,
secrets that you keep from men.
Secrets that you keep from men, like secrets in a relationship.
I had one secret that I never told any guy that I ever dated. And
you got to tell us, right?
No, I'm not telling you guys. And I told the guy that I'm currently dating. And he was like brushed off his shoulder, like it was no big deal. And I was like, oh, cool.
Well,
but I feel like it was a big step for me to be like open.
Yeah.
Give us the genre.
It was a secret about my body that I was uncomfortable with.
Oh, a body secret.
It was a body issue that I was uncomfortable with. And I never told any guy, even the guy that I lived with for 2 years.
I think I know what it is.
It's a birthmark on your butt.
I never told anyone, and I or any guy. And he was like, well, he's the best, obviously. But he was like, he said something to me. He's like, what do you think when something like happens to me, like you're going to like walk away? And I was like, oh, like this is like what a real relationship is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, unless he loses his hair, then I bet you'd walk away, wouldn't you?
Well, there's all these new, you know that they actually lifted the IP or whatever the word is on Propecia. So now all of these companies are coming out with tons of hair growth things.
Yeah, that's right.
So I think that a lot of men will be have a lot more fuller hair and less erectile issues from that moving forward.
Wow. There goes my competitive advantage. Thanks so there, much.
So there's a fact for you, fuck. Amir.
I guess you I have to be nicer. Yeah, but mine's nicer, natural. Better. And now everyone's just cheating and they're just as well off.
Do you think you're going to... Are you a marrying person?
I could marry.
Do you want to marry?
I'd be down to marry. I'm not like so eager that I'm like fantasizing and planning my wedding, but I'm also not like so turned off. What scares me is just the actual planning of the logistics of the wedding seems like the most stressful, annoying thing in the
not
world.
Not the commitment of marriage.
No, yeah. If there was a snap and the wedding will have already happened, I would prefer that.
You could just go to Vegas and elope.
I know, but then family members get offended. And then it's like, okay, so let's all plan a party. Me, you, your parents, my parents.
Live
who sits
stream
where,
it.
Who eats what.
Have the wedding of the future. Go on Instagram Live and
oh,
just
that'd be cool.
Invite them all to come and watch.
Oh, that'd be nice. That'd be really good. It's a stress-free wedding planning.
Yeah, exactly. How do you feel about ultimatums?
I'm against ultimatums. I usually say... don't give an ultimatum. Just say like, this is what makes me comfortable. And then you hope that person does it. And then if not, you know, you can leave, but you don't have to say, do this or I'm leaving.
Yeah. I think a lot of women go down that road, but the reality is if you give somebody an ultimatum, you're forcing them to make a choice and they're never going to be comfortable with the choice because you forced them.
That's right. No one likes to be forced into a decision.
No.
Just yeah. Like I think Amir gave good advice. Say like, this is what I would really like to have. And like, I think you can give an ultimatum in a kind way. Right? You know what I mean? Be like, hey, listen, like I really love you. And like, I would like to get married. And if that's not something that you're interested in doing in the next like 2 or 3 years, you have to let me know so that I can like make a decision about how I want to move forward with my life.
Yeah, that's a lot friendlier than marry me or I'm out of here.
Right.
Yeah, that's hard. It's hard.
There's totally, like, I think I just
you could also
nice
do
way. Different ways to kind of express yourself in the same way.
You could be really passive aggressive and just have lunch next to jewelry stores and then walk
oh,
in
like,
and
oh,
be like, oh, let's try
on.
Rings on. And then they can say, just kidding.
Yeah.
Don't do that. That sounds like the worst idea ever.
You guys, I think, is that it? Is that all the time we have?
This was
yes.
such a blast. I can't believe how quickly it went.
But Amir.
This is all the time we have with Amir.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is all the time we have with Amir.
You guys keep talking without me, please.
Amir, we have one question for you, though.
Oh.
Okay.
Every week, we pick a woman that we admire or we love. It could be your mom, your girlfriend, someone dead, someone alive, a writer, a Supreme Court judge. Anyone, just a woman that you're loving this week. So we would like to know who your lady loving is this week.
Ooh, my lady of loving.
Lady loving. Your lady loving.
Yeah.
Hence the name of our show, Lady Loving.
Lady loving. Yeah. All right. God, give me 8 seconds to think about it.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to give like a good answer and not just be like my girlfriend or my mom. So let's just say my mom and my girlfriend and like the ladies in my life are like number one, and then I'll give you a unique one.
But you can pick them. A lot of people pick people that they're genuinely close to.
Yeah, but then I feel bad ranking them. So I really should be a stranger that I've never met before.
All right. That's fine and fair. In the meantime, while you think, I think it's so fun to have guys on.
Me
I
too.
Love Ask a Dude episodes.
I'm glad to be here and helping you guys out.
Have you had adequate time to think about it?
I said 8 seconds, and 8 seconds have elapsed, and now I'm just scrolling through my texts and scrolling through.
I think we should just go with Twitter. Your mom and your girlfriend.
I love that.
I love that.
All right.
The two ladies in your life.
Yeah.
The main
Imagine
girls.
Them duct taped together. That's my favorite girl. They're stapled to each other, back to back.
Well, this has been a power episode of Ask a Man.
It is.
And if you guys want to continue hearing advice from a man, listen to Amir's podcast, If I Were You.
That's correct. You nailed it.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Amir.
This is it for us. We're signing off now, too.
We are.
Yes, we are. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in to this brand new episode of Lady Lovin'. Please subscribe to our show, like our show across every social media platform ever on this planet, and we'd really appreciate it.
And tell your friends about the podcast so they can listen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're trying to grow our listenership for the rest of the year. So any grassroots efforts you want to make on our behalf, we would really appreciate it.
Yep.
All right, you guys, we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.